Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, this is Inner Sight Open Mic, live around the world. Welcome. And did you hear about that guy in England? Cummings, his name is. And he drove 250 miles during the pandemic when I guess when Prime Minister Johnson was in the hospital, and this guy Cummings is his right-hand man. He took over the helm. He drove 250 miles, and people were complaining about it, that he shouldn't have done that. You know, he broke the rules. Traveling all the way, he went all the way to northern England, 250 miles. I don't know why he did that. I think it had something to do, it was a family thing. But the point, the reason why I'm telling this story is because people worry about the wrong things. Happens all the time. What they should be concerned about is the immune system of a human being. That's the key to this whole thing, you know. Well, these doctors, you know, that a lot of people celebrate and salute, I salute them as individuals. I don't salute the medical profession as a whole at all. I think the medical profession as a whole is a horrible organization. But individually, you find good people. But what these doctors should be doing, people together who can develop a tincture or a liquid is the best, gets absorbed by the body right away, that will build and protect the immune system, and then develop a test for the immune system, you know, that would let you know this person is vulnerable. This person doesn't have a high immune system, you know, to protect them against the virus. This other person has a very high immune system, and if they got the virus, would get a very mild version of it. Now, that principle works the flu shot. Why doesn't it work? Why don't not make it work with the immune system? You see? Now, the problem is, I mean, okay, if you had a something that you could take once a day, twice a day, and get a top-notch immune system, there's no guarantee if the person gets it, you know, if they, and I think they should get it for free, shouldn't have to pay for it. If they acquire this substance, there's no guarantee they're going to take it, but why wouldn't they take it if you tell them this is going to protect you from the virus? Now, the other problem is the doctors, the medical profession, they're not going to make any money if the person doesn't get a virus or get, you know, get any disease that can come upon you if you don't have a good immune system. Then you'll only need the doctors to patch you up if you break a leg or an arm or get injured. The immune system is the key. And the problem is political. Doctors don't want people to have a good immune system. They don't make any money that way. Figure it out. It's common sense. Why would you go to a doctor if you're not sick? So there's the answer, world. We probably never get it. I don't think President Trump is different enough to bring that about. Although I'd love to see him do it. Inner Sight, open mic. And later on, we'll have a couple of health tips for you. And, you know, you can talk about whatever you want. We'll get our engineer in here. The number 213-816-1650. And if you heard silence yesterday on the show, it was in honor of Memorial Day and all those who served and who are serving and who will serve. And we sent that out on the Facebook for people to endorse. And we're also asking people to sign our petitions, the one on the service dog schools. How many blind veterans have been denied guide dogs? Why doesn't the VA statistic that? That's information that people should have a right to know, because people donate a lot of money to get a blind person a dog. The other one on the nursing homes, how many people currently in nursing homes who have been forgotten, where the virus was brought in by the staff members, you know, and how many people have served in the armed forces who are currently incarcerated in nursing homes, where they take all your money, belongings, your possessions, your house, everything. Horrible system. All right, Inner Sight reminds you, by the way, that the petitions are at change.org. You know, put your name on it. You know, we don't worry about how many people are going to sign a petition, how many people are not. You know why? Because we know that we're right. We know that this system is horrible. It's thinking that disabled people are getting help out of it. And we're not. We're not getting help. We're being looked down upon. We're being, we're not being dealt with in the right way. It's a condescending type of service that you get, and you got to fight for it. So that's not to say that we can't change it. You know, you got to stay positive. And we will change it. We are changing it. All right, Inner Sight, Round the World, Open Mic, brought to you by the Big East, TakedaRescue.org. And once again, we want to thank them for their help and personally, especially in helping me get food for my guide dog. I greatly appreciate that. The animal that comes between me and life and death every day, literally. Literally, world. Excuse me. Raise funds to rescue and take care of an Akita. All right, Around the World, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information. Mr. Kennedy, Anthony Kennedy, good friend to Inner Sight. And we appreciate that very much. All right. Let's see. What else we got? All the beautiful children of the world. Watch out for them. Take care of them. Cherish them. Corey, Avante, little Tommy, to mention a few who were children. Never got a chance to grow up because of this horrible system to change and fight for our equality. All right, let's see. Yes, go an extra mile for a child. That's the Inner Sight saying, and that's what we remind you to please do. All right, Around the World, Inner Sight, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com. TuroLawCenter.com, all friends of ours who have helped us in the past. We don't forget our friends, so we give them a mention. James Bahamundi is an attorney, disabled attorney, civil rights. James Bahamundi, 516-783-9662, Bahamundi. Don't worry about the last name. Just call him Jim. All right. And we thank them for being part of Inner Sight. Around the world, Inner Sight, open mic. And nobody stopped on Long Island. My buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. dog food, cat food, and medical. So give Gary a call, 484-3085, that's 631. Pardon me. These allergies are creeping up. All right, what else we got? Around the world, Inner Sight, open mic. And we want to thank the Long Island Connection, some good folks over there. One of them is on our television crew, and we hope to be back next month in the studio. So we'll keep you posted on that. All right, Bobby, Rocco, Terry, Long Island Connection, trying to make a difference and get people things that they need. Inner Sight, open mic around the world. And isn't it interesting, yesterday, Biden finally submerged from the basement. Yeah, he went to the pay respect to the war dead. You know, he got an endorsement today from one of the unions. You know, but you know, I mean, what he doesn't seem to be doing anything to help us get through this virus would be the way to get people's attention, to help people. Why doesn't he get some friends? He's got a lot of rich friends. Why doesn't he get some of them to help raise money for those of us who are disabled, who have been struggling more because we're disabled? Not that people aren't struggling with the virus, but for us, it's 1,000 times harder. We've said many of the things that should be there for us are not. So I'd like to see Mr. Biden step up and do something about that. All right. Inner Sight, around the world, 213-816-1650. And a little over 93,000 hear us, listen to us. And you can listen to the show anytime you want. All right, tomorrow night, television, 8:30, Channel 20, Long Island, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock tomorrow night. And that show goes all over the world on the Internet, Channel 3 on the Internet. So check it out, Inner Sight Television. Open mic. Let's see. Waiting for our engineer to make an appearance on the air. And you can, when you call in, you know, turn down your radio, television, video. Be on a speakerphone. You get better reception without the speakerphone. So that's something to remember. And we appreciate your calls. We appreciate people following us. We got some followers on the Twitter. We're trying to improve on the website. Anybody out there would like to help us with that can send us an email. innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments. And we need volunteers. There's no we don't have the money to pay for it right now. All right, open mic, Inner Sight, and you know, I believe that we're the only program for the disabled that is not afraid to speak out and to say the things that need to be said. You know, one of the biggest things, why do these organizations need huge buildings? You know, I mean, what is the purpose of that? You know, the big ones. I'm not going to mention their names because I'm not getting, they're not paying us for that. But the big organizations, they don't need those buildings. You know all the money they waste? And then you call them up and they say, oh, we don't have money for that. How much do they pay in rent? You know? Or some of them may even own the buildings. Getting aides who are wheelchair bound and all that. The agencies, cerebral palsy, muscular dystrophy, all the others, the big ones. What are they doing to make sure that a person has an aide and a good aide, not somebody who's going to come in and steal from you and all that and degrade you and look down on you? You know, had one we had one woman from one of those island countries who abused our etiquette advocate so bad. I mean, this is a horrible way that we have to deal with. And it would be a lot more improved if the disabled person had control over the funding that's there, supposed to, you know, that's allocated to get the person an aid. Because that's the bottom line. And you could screen these people, you could, you know, no system is perfect. But it could be made a lot better if they would listen to Inner Sight. Afraid to go public on it. They're afraid that the agencies will retaliate against them. And it happens. So, Inner Sight is there. You know, we're there for people. You can call us. We'll back you up. We'll help you as much as we can. We can't pay for your aid. We wish we could. But it needs to be done. They need to learn from us that we know what we need. Very important. All right, Inner Sight, open mic around the world. And let's see, engineer, where are you? Yeah. We're hoping to, apologize. We don't have an engineer right now. What you could do is dial the Inner Sight number and leave a comment, and we'll put it on the air tomorrow. 631-224-3090. That's our official Inner Sight office number. And we don't have an office where we pay a high rent. You know, the office is right here in my home. I think every agency should operate like that. They've been operating like that with the virus. Why not continue it? Save all that money. Help it. Use the money to help people. And speaking of which, I want to thank the people of Autism Speaks for their $250 grant for my girlfriend who's autistic. Very, very beautiful people over there in dealing with them. And I'll be making a phone call tomorrow to thank them. But I want to thank them publicly. If you have anybody who's autistic, you know of anyone, you're autistic yourself, go to their website, Autism Speaks. I believe you may still be able to get the grant. It takes a while to get it. But we thank them for caring. Every agency should have that. Every agency should have a grant. Make it as high as you can to help people. What are we owed by the government and the agencies? Equality. That's what they owe us. They owe us the same thing that everybody else has. And that's what our goal is at Inner Sight, to make it like that. I was walking down the street today, and you know how they got those signs way up, I don't know, 8-9 feet in the air on the pole. I don't know what the sign says, but I'm thinking to myself, this metal pole, this metal rod-type pole, and it has all these spaces in it, you know. Why isn't there a sign, the same sign, a duplicate sign, down low where somebody could feel it and read it and know what it says? You see? Why did they do a half-assed job? Every sign in this country could be duplicated so people, a person could read it who's blind and disabled. Didn't think of us, did they? And yet they still won't do it. I mean, you got to walk around with a device, you know, and hope that it works. It's ridiculous. And what kind of trouble do you have aiming a device when the sign is like 9 feet in the air and you're blind? What that is? Can even be dangerous. It should be there for us. If they put it there for everybody else, they should have put it there for us. Braille and print goes back hundreds and hundreds of years. Print goes back thousands of years, doesn't it? How far does print go back? Benjamin Franklin. Braille goes all the way back to France. Louis Braille. What is it, 1700s?
Yes, it does.
1700. There's no excuse as to why all these things aren't written for everyone. No excuse. And that's why they owe us. And a lot more. All right, Inner Sight, I think we got an engineer. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, engineer, Inner Sight, co-host, two hats. Don't wear them both at once.
Yeah.
I mean, you already look like a moron. You don't want to make it get worse.
No, I think my stomach's the moron tonight. My stomach's the moron tonight, eh? Boom.
All right. Inner Sight, you want to check the lines?
Yeah, we've got Maureen, and we've got Anthony. Anthony's not queued in, but Maureen is.
All right. Why don't you do the Able News first?
Okay.
And then we'll take a call.
All right, sounds good. Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 29 years, with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, and don't forget to sign our petition, change.org, nursing home one, and the to license service dog schools.
Yep.
And just as a side note, you know, with this virus business, what if a blind person who's getting a dog wants that dog trained to detect the virus? Now, keep in mind, the agency has raised $50,000 to $100,000 to train that dog.
Yeah.
The person should have a say over how that money is spent. You know?
Amen.
Now, I don't know for sure. I'm not going to say it for sure, but I bet you any money that there isn't one guide dog school who will train a guide dog to identify the virus.
Hell no.
Correct me
I
if I'm
say
wrong.
That now. This is none. Not at the moment.
Well, we don't know. We don't know for sure. We don't know for sure. I'm not going to, you know, give them the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
But if anybody out there has any info on it, we certainly would like to know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we can make a couple of phone calls and find out, easy enough.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah. Inner Sight Live, open mic 213.
They might think I'm whacked, by the way.
213-816-1650. You want to dial in? We have Maureen on the line, our nursing home advocate.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Inner Sight.
All right, hang on. Here she comes.
Hello.
Hi, I'm on. You can hear me okay?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't get to do that today, Frank. You know what I was going to do because I was waiting for my mom's call. It finally came at like 25 to 4. No, to 5. I'm sorry, 25 to 5. Because they were checking they were doing the testing on the staff there today.
Oh, they were.
Yeah, so they said the line was like so long for so
let it
they
be.
Finally did. I'm sorry.
Let it be.
Yeah, so tomorrow they told me the nursing supervisor they're going to test my mom again. So I hope she comes back negative and the next time too.
I do also.
Yeah, you know. She sounds tired. I mean, she sounded better this time than she did the last two times when she was really out of it. She was so tired, but it's just gone on so long, and I hope it's not taking a toll on her, you know? Oh, I hope she's all right, you know? So I don't really have much else. That's about it.
Probably bored.
Mm. Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh,
yeah,
that's right.
I mean, we did stuff together. She doesn't even watch TV, really, because we used to watch that together, too. So I'm sure she's bored. She's had stuff stuck up her nose, whether the governor says it doesn't hurt or not. You know, so...
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, of course it is, you know. So so it's just a very sad thing. And I, you know, just hope it's over soon.
What do you say? It doesn't hurt? Let me see your nose, Andrew.
His nose is big. You don't have to worry about it. Everything fits.
Yeah, that's right. It's not going to be too painful anyway because he's. Exactly.
I'm sorry. Did I say that?
But you know he's always saying how we have too many test things now. We have 15,000 and only 5,000. If he says that, he should just make a recording and play it every day because he basically says the same crap every day anyway.
Yeah,
I mean, he really, truly, pretty much does. Today, maybe it was a little different, but he's
yeah, it was a little different. But
it was.
What did he say? We have 15,000 what?
Oh, tests. You know, the test kits and only test places to get tested, and only 5,000 are being used. He's been saying that for like a few weeks now. Well, why? What took them so long to be testing the nursing homes then? Why didn't they
go to those places? You probably catch the virus there.
Yeah, Chris, we used to have a supermarket that was near us that we super loved. I'm going to say that because it had a lot of organic stuff, Frank. And we go there all the time. We decided not to go because there was a long. They opened up one of those testing places right next to that supermarket.
Stay away from that.
And, exactly. So that's what
my husband said.
Oh, yeah,
they're doing that. Yeah.
I'm not doing this. Mm-hmm. Not going there. I said, well, don't. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't want you to get sick, you know.
No, they should just have them at the medical facilities, you know, not at Stop and Shop or whatever supermarket they were at, you know. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's always saying how there's so much. Well, what took him so long to go into the nursing homes then for the residents and the staff, you know? And it's not only Frank, the staff that brought it in. It was those people that were sent from the hospitals who tested positive.
Yeah.
They're the ones who brought it in, I do believe. He had right to do that. Like
That's
I
right.
say, he had the ship, he had the Javits Center, he had the Brooklyn, that temporary hospital there. And nobody was ever in that. So he had plenty of places to put them. And he chose to put them where the most vulnerable people are in the
nursing
homes.
Even if he was desperate, say, for argument's sake, he should have taken every single one of those people out first. And then, that's my opinion. But
a deadly disease we were dealing with. It wasn't the cold or something, you know?
That's right.
So he really, I'll never forgive him for that. Never, never. And if anybody who has a relative, a loved one in a nursing home ever votes for him, really, they're, you know,
whacked.
They really, you know, should never because of what he did. Because that was totally uncalled for. Totally. And I believe it was criminal. In my mind, it was a criminal act to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? To expose people who aren't well in the first place, an elderly, and to expose them to...
Call the Justice Department.
Yes, that's what I have to do that. I was waiting for her call today. It's never
been that.
Tell them
you're from Inner Sight. Tell them we have 93,000 people who hear us all over the world.
Right.
Yeah,
I explicitly, when I gave him my suggestion, I said, take the people out. Once you take the people out, then put the people in. I explicitly said that. I didn't say, stupid idiot, I had to say that. I didn't say, you know, I had to say that.
Don't apologize for what you say.
No, but I feel bad. You know, I'm not the type of person who does say that about people all the time. But I do feel bad. You know, but he is a stupid idiot at this point because he did that. He did.
He
shouldn't have done that.
I mean, we have our mothers are there. He'll never have a loved one in a nursing home. He never will. So he doesn't
even care. Well, I did offer that, too. I said, your mother... could be a confidant. She could go in. She could, you know, she could report back. And I didn't get any answer. I wonder why.
Yeah, exactly.
I said,
really,
there's no problem with that. She could give us all. And I didn't get any kind of, you know, flag or anything. I said it like as if it was, you know. I mean, I'm being really cocky on some of these things. I have to be, because
we have to have a change from the head on down, because the other guy refuses to wear a mask, the president. We have to wear masks. Why is he so above everybody else? He's a human being just like everybody else. He's not a god, so he should be made to wear the mask, too, if we all have to. He wants to pull out of North Carolina now, the Republican convention, if they don't say that he'll have enough people to fill every seat. Who is this dictator? Plus, he wants to hold a rally in Florida. He wants to hold one of his famous rallies in Florida. That's still peaking there. It's still, you know, a lot of people there with it. So, and he wants to do that next month. Who is he? He can't just, you know... do what he wants. He has to be responsible, just like we all are told to be responsible.
We're all told to stay indoors. We're all told to, you know, not do things. We're all told to, you know, shelter in place. But yet, they're all doing what we're told not to do. And that's
the
problem that is bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hello. And then people are saying, oh, you know, this is ridiculous. You know,
when he first saw that in the nursing home in Washington, I was still with my mom in the nursing home, and I would be there with her for quite a few more weeks. Why didn't they stop the air travel then? They're stopping it from Brazil now, finally. But they should have stopped all air travel from everywhere when it was in Italy then, before it got to the pandemic state that it became, you know? They knew, like Cuomo's always... Oh, and this is another thing if he says it once more. It left China. We knew it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
How did we know? Oh, I was so pissed off.
Wait a minute. Let her finish. You cut her off.
If he says that one more time, it left China and it went to... Hey, it came here to JFK from both places. It didn't just not come here from China and go to the West Coast. We have plenty of Chinese people here. I'm not saying that as a derogatory comment. We have a lot of Chinese here. And we have a lot of people that came from Europe. So it came from both places, you know. It didn't skip us in the east from China. But he says that same stupid remark every day. Oh, left China, and we got it from the Europeans. No, we didn't just get it from them. We got it from both, you know.
Well, you know, there's all kinds of contradictions, and who knows where it came from anymore.
I know. Who knows, you know. But
virus can come from any place.
You know, who knows how this came, but if it was man-made, it's a disgrace that this was allowed to hurt and kill so many people and disrupt everybody's life, because it did disrupt everybody's life in one way or another, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just a horrible, horrible thing to have to be going through, and who knows when we're going to get back to, well, we're never going to get back, I don't believe, to how we were, but as close to it, maybe, as can be, you know?
And people have to educate themselves. Mm-hmm. People have to be aware, you know.
Mm.
People have to look to other types of healing and ways to protect themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But the medical profession certainly is not going to protect you.
Yeah.
They failed horribly.
Well, this is another
one
thing I don't understand. With the testing. Say you test it on Monday, and like he says, you get it on Tuesday. Well, we're going to have to test ourselves every single day of our lives. What if people are tested on Monday and they get it on Tuesday and then walking around with it? What's the sense of testing? You know what I mean?
Well, that's why I believe they should concentrate on the immune system. When the people who take a flu shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
They give you the flu shot, and you get, supposedly, you know, you get a mild version of the flu, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, do the same thing with the immune system.
Mm.
Create a substance, a formula that will build up a person's immune system. Give it to everybody, you know.
Right.
Test the immune system. If the immune system is a certain degree, then the chances are you're not going to get a severe virus. You get a mild version of it.
Right.
But they don't do that. They're not working with the immune system.
No.
I haven't heard one thing about the immune system.
No. Mm-mm. No, you won't. Either, you know? But I don't get the testing or the tracing. I mean, how long is the testing and the tracing going to go? And how would you know who you were in contact with? You go to the supermarket, everybody's around each other. You can't be, who are you? Are you positive? Are you negative? There's no way, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, personally, if you know people, but there's, how are you going to do all this testing and tracing all the time? It makes no sense to me. I mean, okay, in hospitals and nursing homes and places like that, but just for the public, I don't know. You know how that would work. I really don't. You know?
Going to the testing place, you could conceivably catch the virus.
Yeah, that's right. You never know.
No.
Yeah.
So anyway, in a side open mic, all right, anything else, Maureen?
No, that's it. So that's why I couldn't get to call, because I was waiting for her call that finally came. I was getting so nervous. I was so glad when it finally came.
Don't get nervous, Maureen.
Yeah, no, just to like hear her voice. She sounded a bit better today. Maybe she's coming out a bit. I hope so. She asked when I can come. So that's a good sign. She asked that, and one day it was, I got to get out of here. She's going, so. What thing? And I love her and miss her, so, you know. Just can't wait to be together again.
All right. We're with her,
thanks.
And, we'll, whatever we can do, you know.
Yes.
Yep.
Thanks, Frank and Suzanne. I appreciate it very
much.
Thank you. Thanks. You guys take care.
You.
All right.
Oh,
thank
thanks.
You, Maureen.
Okay,
nursing
thanks.
Home advocate, Inner Sight, open mic.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care.
Yeah.
Okay,
213.
Bye-bye. Take care. Mm-hmm.
213-816-1650, the number here. And a couple of health tips. Wild oil of oregano. Great, great stuff. Contains zinc, among other things. Kills every virus known to man. All right? Much more than any medicine that they have, the medical profession. Now, apple cider vinegar, the best way to take it, I listened to a doctor online. He's a holistic doctor. And the best way to take it is with meals. You chase it down with water. Take about a teaspoon, you know, while you're eating. Chase it down with water. And it releases enzymes in the body, in the pancreas, the liver. All the digestive enzymes come out from the apple cider vinegar. Now, a tip. A lot of people believe that they get indigestion because they have too much acid. It's completely the opposite. You don't have enough acid circulating in your stomach to burn the food. That's what causes the burning and all that, and the food coming up.
Except for one case, he said, you remember. Except if you have an ulcer. Be careful.
Yeah, right. Yeah, if you have an ulcer, the apple cider vinegar could burn a lot. You know?
Yeah, and that's what it's been doing with me.
So you'd have to find out how to get rid of that ulcer.
Yeah, I know.
You know, not just you. I mean, everybody.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic around the world. We got any other callers?
We have Anthony and Louie listening.
Oh, does Anthony want to speak?
Hold on.
Inner Sight.
Louie does. Louie.
Oh, all right. It's open mic.
Okay.
Louie Rivera, live on open mic.
Good evening, Frank.
Hey.
Hey, Louie.
Welcome to open mic for you guys.
Yeah, you got your mask on?
Mask on. I'm not outside. I'm inside.
See,
hey,
boy,
he's tough. You can't fool him.
Yeah.
Get rid of those coronavirus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Bill de Blasio. I saw Andrew Cuomo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And I saw the documentary yesterday, Side by Side, about the coronavirus pandemic.
Which documentary was that?
It's a documentary about the coronavirus pandemic. I saw yesterday.
Was it comparing it with the Spanish flu?
Yeah, Puerto Rican flu, call it that, you could call it.
Puerto Rican flu,
huh?
I never heard of
that. Yeah, although it was a Spanish flu or something.
Yeah, there was something, a documentary on the Smithsonian, I remember that, and it was comparing it with Spanish flu.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Hey, pretty soon that coronavirus has got to go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, the question is, where's it going to go?
Yeah,
it's gotta
go out.
It's going to the river.
Yeah,
they don't want to pollute the river.
No, listen what they found. They found in the middle of a field somewhere in America, of course, in the central part of America, that there is all these bodies, of course, from the Spanish flu. And then somebody said it should have been called the American flu because there was a whole bunch of bodies buried in this mass grave. And it could remanifest itself at any point. And they were saying the symptoms, that people would turn blue, they would have bloody noses and bleed from their ears, their eyes, their every orifice. I'm like, that sounds like the plague. But it isn't. It's all the Spanish flu. And, of course, you know, if you got to that point, you would die. So it was really very, very strong. You know, just like this is. But the difference between that and this is people didn't, you know, distance themselves and didn't You know, they were coughing on top of each other. They were not, they didn't know, you know, certain boundaries. Here, people know boundaries more, and once you, you know, stay away from each other, the reason how it started, you know, dissipating more is, you know, things just, you know, it disappeared, literally.
Well,
literally,
common sense. If you have a cold or a flu or anything like that, you know, don't go near somebody.
Yeah, it is.
Common sense. People should know that.
That's now. Then it wasn't, I guess, I mean, you have a cold, yes, granted, but it wasn't as, you know, prevalent not to touch surfaces and your eyes, wash your hands, things like that.
It's,
I remember my mom,
yes,
and dad always telling me to wash my hands, you know? So, I don't know.
Well, that hygiene goes all the way back thousands of years. If you study, if you read the Bible, you know that.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I mean, you don't have to be a genius to figure that out. It's all the way back in the...
Yeah, but people were actually getting very ill. Like if they rubbed their eye, or if they, you know, had a cold, not a cold, but if they rubbed their nose or scratched anything, that's what it was saying, you know, that it was very contagious. Like this.
It goes into the mucus.
Right.
Membrane.
Right.
Hey, Lou, you ready for Friday?
Okay, I'm ready for... Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah.
Okay, listen to this. My name is Louis Rivera. Be sure you tune in Friday for the Follies.
Hello?
It's only me on the phone talking to Block Radio.
Okay, I'm going to hang up.
Hey, guys, that's my mom.
Okay, I'm going to hang up. Okay? Miriam, I'll call you
back.
Bye. Okay, bye-bye.
That's cute.
That's my mom.
Say hi.
We love her. She's welcome.
She's welcome. Anytime.
All right.
Okay, Frank, I'll continue. Listen to this. My name is Louis Rivera. Make sure you tune in on Friday for the Follies on Friday night on Block Talk Radio on Friday night Intersight Radio. 8 to 9 o'clock. We're going to do Al, I'm going to do Pat Cooper, and I'm going to do Love Drops, and many more. Make sure you tune in on Friday.
All right.
Talk Radio.
Intersight. All right,
sounds
Lou.
Good.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Lou.
Yeah, around
I'll
the world.
I'll call you Friday.
All right. We'll talk to you on Friday, Lou. We love you.
That's my mom interfering on the phone.
Oh,
Thank you, Mrs. Rivera.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Open mic. And anything you want to talk about, you know, it goes right here. 213-816-1650. I think people are getting tired of hearing about this stupid virus. I know I am.
It's getting aggravating.
Look what's going on in Hong Kong. Oh, crazy stuff, man. You know, people want to rule people. They want to take away their rights. You know, they want to hurt people.
They have it ready.
Yeah.
Many ways.
So Mr. Trump doesn't like it. I don't blame him. I don't like it either.
Yeah.
All right, Intersight. Any other callers?
We have Anthony, but he's just listening at the moment.
Okay.
If he wants to queue in, he will.
All right, let's see. Tomorrow night, don't yell at us.
That's right.
All right. Thursday night, I don't know, to be announced. Friday night, we got the funnies. You know, we goof off, say stupid things, and do stupid things, and, you know, good, clean fun. Friday night, all right? And we'll, tomorrow or the next day, we'll give you a little preview. Well, you heard Louis. Who will you be on Friday night? All right, open mic around the world. And
I wish I felt better right now.
Well,
honestly,
we hope you do feel better. But you know, the ironically, before the virus hit, we were having a lot of problems, those of us who are disabled.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of things that weren't being done and should have been done. And then when the virus came along,
just made it worse.
For millions of us, it made it worse because those things weren't done. You know, I remember Michelle was asking me, you know, she wanted to do a story. How did the virus make it worse? You know, and that's why we did that eyewitness thing, because, indeed, you know, all the people couldn't get their aids, people who couldn't get food, people who couldn't get a ride, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, people who couldn't get to the store or get someplace, or people who couldn't feed their service dogs, their animals, any number of things. So the agencies didn't prepare for this.
Yeah.
They weren't prepared.
No.
And we've been trying to get them to understand, you know. And it's ironic that this thing came along, and now here you have problems that triple for us, that the average person, you know, the average person can get in their car and go where they want, you know.
Yeah.
All right, and they can pull up to the place and pick up the food and all that stuff, see?
Yeah.
We don't have that.
And delivery is backlogged for weeks. That's the issue.
Yeah.
The biggest
issue.
Now, what they should do is elaborate and make, you know, hire more people who deliver so these things can still remain, these services, and help people. You know, people are afraid to do that delivery now.
Well, you see, the bottom line, what the proposal that we want, to put the money in a debit card for each individual, if we had that, that would have protected us, you see.
Yeah, I know.
And we never talked about, I don't believe we ever talked about, what if there was a pandemic.
Or even an emergency, for that matter.
Emergency. And the disabled would suffer the most, and the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
If we had the system that Inner Sight proposes, that we talk about, it wouldn't have been half as hard, because we would have had the resources at our disposal.
Right away.
You know,
like
money
that.
Talks, you know.
Yeah.
But now, you got to go and fight with these agencies to get any help in the midst of the virus. And not only are they closed, they're all afraid.
Right.
You know? But they were afraid before, but in a different way.
Right.
So there you have the situation, folks. You know, that we have to deal with. Because the resources aren't being used in the right way. You know? And we're paying salaries. Let's say an administrator gets $100,000 a year to run a big organization. Now, you as a disabled person, anyone as a disabled person, do you believe that that person should be getting that kind of money? Is that person doing the job that you believe, the good job? I don't.
Not that much money. No.
I don't believe they're doing a good job.
No. Now, if they were, you know, busting their butt and now coming around and seeing how each and every disabled person is and giving them money and doing this and that and the other thing, well, maybe they might deserve, you know, pretty much all of that. But they're not doing that.
No. And they've set themselves up so they don't have to do it.
Right.
That makes it worse.
That's right.
You know? We called the guide dog school,
right.
Michelle and I, over the past few weeks. They were closed.
How about half the
no
organizations for myself? And then when she called the number that she knew of this person for Helen Keller, everybody started scrambling. That was the best part. They still haven't gotten me my equipment.
Have they done anything for you?
They're still scrambling. They're waiting for the school to start opening because I think that's a state law.
What about those batteries
for
your hearing aid? Did you get them?
I haven't gotten it yet.
What?
She said if there was any donations from everybody gets it based on donations. Everybody.
If there was any donation.
If there was any donation.
Come on. All they got to do is pick up the phone.
Yeah. Everybody gets donations, though. I mean, meaning everybody gets them from donations. It's not like I'm anybody special in that sense, is what she's saying.
Anyway, we got to go. We'll be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Thank all of our listeners and the archives and all our callers. Suzanne, co-host engineer, will be with you tomorrow night. Don't yell at us, the title.
Yeah, right.
All right. And Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. Thank you so much. Be well out there. Be healthy. Don't forget to take your wild oil of oregano. That stuff is great, man.
Yeah.
All right. Be with you tomorrow night, 8 to 9, live. Thank you. Inner Sight. Around the world, and we'll do it all again tomorrow night. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight, thank you. Inner
Good night.
Sight.
Good night.